Leading the way in Mandarin, 30 minutes, number 63.
天路导向。约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处。来，与我们同行吧。亲爱的朋友，你好，方怡很高兴又可以在天路导向的节目时间里来跟您相聚了。不错，我就是方怡啊，希望能够借着无线电波的联系呢，来跟您一块儿的走上天路。我们有一位很好的向导啊，也就是约瑟夫牧师，他带着我们一块儿的来学习圣经。那圣经呢，也可以说是一本我们走天路的指南。所以呢，你跟我啊都是很有福气的人，就让我们好好的来学习。同时呢，我们有福应该跟人分享，你应该介绍你的朋友来听《天路导向》这个节目。亲爱的朋友，你知道吗？这个世界是有一个结局的。我们今天所生活的世界并非永远存在，而是有开始也有结束。根据圣经告诉我们，这个世界将结束在一个大审判，而耶稣基督呢，就是大法官。凡是相信接受了救恩的人，就可以进入神的国，永远活着。而拒绝不接受救恩的人呢，就要悲悲惨惨地在地狱里永远沉沦，受永远的痛苦。上次的节目呢，约瑟夫牧师提到一个最后审判的日子，那就是指这一个大审判。在英文里面呢，就是 The Day of Judgment， The Day of Judgment， Judgment， J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T， Judgment 就是审判、判决的意思。 The Day of Judgment 就是上帝的审判日，也就是世界的末日。对于相信耶稣的基督徒来说呢，这是一个欢喜快乐的日子。但是对于拒绝相信耶稣的人，那就是一个非常可怕也非常可悲的日子。因为这个日子一来临，所有的事都成了定局，再也没有改变的余地，而且呢，那是直到永远的。能进入天国就是永远的福乐，不能进天国的人则是永远的痛苦。我没有办法表达那是多么可怕多么悲惨的。方怡绝对不愿意落入这样的收场里，我更不希望任何人落在这样的收场里。然而这不是我能够决定的，最终的审判者是耶稣基督。但是现在还来得及，今天方怡我还有可以做的，那是什么呢？我就是能够抓住每一个机会，把这个消息告诉每一个听得见的人。其实这是一个好消息 ，good news， 好消息。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。亲爱的朋友，如今我方怡、约瑟夫牧师和安详，跟千千万万相信了耶稣基督的人，都已经活在这一个奇妙的恩典当中。而且呢，我们对将来的结局已经有了确实的把握，所以我说这是好消息。这也是我和我们电台的同事们努力工作的动机和目的。我们要把这个好消息告诉你，趁着最终审判还没有来到之前，让你快快地做出最明智的抉择，那就是相信接受耶稣基督，那你就得救了。千万不要像那一个以色列的军长，他听到了好消息却存着怀疑的心态，甚至啊，他还嘲笑先知以利沙。嘲笑呢，在英文里面呢，就是 mockery， mockery， M-O-C-K-E-R-Y， mockery 就是嘲笑的意思。结果呢，这一个军长啊，就落在一个非常悲惨的下场里。亲爱的朋友，当你听约瑟夫牧师讲今天的信息的时候，我盼望你能够带着谦卑的心来听，你才会得到最大的益处。在今天的故事里面，有四个很不寻常的人，他们本来是最不幸的人，因为他们得了被人厌弃的麻风病，他们是麻风病人，在英文里呢就是 leper,L-E-P-E-R, leper, 也就是麻风病人。但这四个麻风病人呢，却最先享受到了丰富的筵席。方怡觉得自己就是这四个麻风病人，因为我也曾经生过这种可怕的病，那就是罪把我整个人扭曲腐蚀，我的灵魂是丑恶的，是污秽的，但是神拯救了我，就像大将军乃曼的麻风得到了洁净，我的灵魂也被耶稣基督的宝血洁净，神又赐给我丰盛的属灵的恩典，使我能够得到心灵的饱足。现在方怡是多么的迫切的要把这个好消息告诉你，让你也能够得到痊愈，也能够进入神丰盛的恩典当中。好，今天呢就请你特别的注意啊，刚才我提的这几个英文单字啊， leper 就是麻风病人， mockery 就是嘲笑， good news 就是好消息， the day of judgment 就是上帝的审判日，也就是世界的末日。好，现在呢我们就要请约瑟夫牧师来讲今天的信息，也非常感谢安祥的翻译。亲爱的朋友，如果你在收听的时候碰到有任何的问题，我希望你能够立刻把它写下来，然后呢写信给我们，让我们有一个机会来帮助你。今天的信息仍然是出自旧约圣经列王记下第六章24节到第七章第十节，列王记下第六章24节到第七章第十节。如果你有机会的话，你可以自己把它翻开来读。好，现在就让我们一块儿的听今天的信息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Welcome to this very special and important broadcast.
欢迎你收听这个非常特别、非常重要的广播节目。
It is the last in a series of broadcasts on the blessings of surrender.
今天是献身之福一系列的信息的最后一课。
Last time I promised to tell you what God did to the Israeli general who made mockery of the man of God.
上一次我答应要告诉你神如何对待那位嘲笑神人的军长。
What did he do?
他做了什么？
Well, God first sent fear into the hearts of the Syrians.
神首先使叙利亚的军队心中恐慌，自乱阵脚。
And they were soon running like rabbits.
在纷乱中四散逃命。
They left everything behind.
他们弃甲而逃，撇下所有的东西。
Not only their food and their drink,
不但是有吃的有喝的，
but their clothes, their gold and their silver,
还有穿的和金子银子。
In verse 3 of 2 Kings chapter 7,
在列王记下第七章第三节，
we read that there were 4 lepers outside of the city wall.
我们看到在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人。
The Jewish people sent the lepers outside of the community.
当时的犹太人不让麻风病人留在人们聚居的社区里。
Outside of the gate of Samaria.
在撒玛利亚城门外。
Lepers were put in a house outside of the city, which was called the house of the unfortunate.
麻风病人就住在城外一处叫不幸之家的地方。
Leprosy was repugnant to the Jews.
麻风病是犹太人所厌恶的。
Not merely because it was contagious, but because it represented the ugliness of sin.
不单因为它是传染病，而且它代表丑恶的罪。
The leper was a sinner, and his life was a living death.
他们看麻风病人就是罪人，是活死人。
And that is why we read that only Jesus touched lepers.
就因为这样，只有主耶稣才会去触摸麻风病人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is our sin bearer.
因为他背负我们的罪。
You and I were spiritual lepers.
我和你都是属灵的麻风病人。
But God loved us.
但神爱我们。
God touched our hearts and God convicted us.
神抚摸我们的心，使我们承认自己有罪。
God cleansed us and forgave us.
神洗净我们的罪，并饶恕我们。
These four lepers were the first to discover the good news.
那四个患大麻风的人是首先发现好消息的人。
How did it happen?
是怎么样发生的呢？
Well, they were starving to death in their house of isolation.
当时他们在被隔离的地方快要饿死了。
Normally, someone would come out of the city and push the food through a hole in the wall.
往日城里有人会来到这里，把食物从墙上的洞口塞进来给他们吃。
But because the people were not able to come out of the city,
但是现在城被包围，所有的人都不能出城。
The lepers were not getting any food.
这些麻风病人就得不到食物。
They were the first ones to suffer.
他们是最先遭殃的一群。
They began to detect that something was wrong.
他们开始察觉情势不妙。
So out of desperation, the four lepers came out of the house of imprisonment.
于是那四个患大麻风的人在绝望之下走出被监禁的地方。
Out of desperation,They were willing to throw themselves at the mercy of anyone.
在绝望底下，他们愿意向任何人求乞。
How true this is in our lives.
在我们的现实生活里，也真是这样的。
When people came to the end of themselves and their inadequacy.
当人到了山穷水尽的时候。
When they get to the end of their resourcefulness.
当人到了穷途末路的时候。
When they begin to seek God out of desperation,
当人穷极乎天的时候
they will find God.
他们就会找到神。
God is not only ready to receive them and to bless them, but also to save them.
神不单愿意接纳他们，赐福他们，更要拯救他们。
You may be in that place in your life right now.
你也许正处于同样的境况中。
You may feel that no one seems to understand you.
你也许觉得没有人了解你。
You may feel that no one seems to care about you.
你也许觉得没有人关心你。
Things may be falling apart in your life, and in desperation, you start listening to this broadcast today.
在你的生命里，好像凡事不顺利，到处碰钉子。在绝望中，你收听了这个节目。
God is calling you because He loves you.
神正在呼唤你，他爱你。
God has a blessing and a feast in store for you.
神为你预备了丰富的恩典和筵席。
Will you throw yourself at His mercy today?
今天你愿不愿意祈求神的怜悯呢？
It will be the only decision that is worth making in life.
这是人生中唯一值得做的决定。
All other decisions pale in comparison.
其他一切决定都将相形失色。
Let's look again at 2 Kings.
请再看列王记下。
These lepers were looking for salvation in the camp of the Syrians.
那些大麻风病人到叙利亚军营中去寻找拯救。
However, they made the greatest discovery of their life.
不料他们却有重大的发现。
As these lepers began to tiptoe around the first tent,
正当那些患大麻风的人静悄悄地走进第一个叙利亚军营的帐篷
they found that nobody was there.
他们发现那里空无一人
The tent was full of food.
而帐篷里满是食物
So they did not ask any questions, they just ate.
于是他们不顾一切吃了再说
Then they went to the next tent.
然后他们走到另一个帐篷
Then the next tent.
然后又到另一个帐篷
Then the next tent.
然后再到另一个帐篷
It is hard to imagine the excitement that the poor lepers must have experienced.
很难想象那些可怜的麻风病人是多么的兴奋呢。
This was the biggest feast of their lives.
这是他们人生中最丰富的筵席。
But the challenge that this passage presents to everyone who knows the Lord Jesus Christ is this.
但是这段经文对认识主耶稣基督的人所发出的挑战就是。
Listen to what was said in verse 9 of 2 Kings chapter 7.
请听列王记下第七章第九节怎么说的。
They said to one another,
那是他们彼此说。
We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news. If we are silent and wait until morning light,
我们所做的不好，今日是有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声，若等到天亮。
Punishment will overtake us.
罪必临到我们。
Now therefore come and let us go and tell the king's household.
来吧，我们与王家报信去。
Listen to this sentence very carefully.
请你留心听着。
We are not doing right.
我们所做的不好。
They have seen the good news.
他们知道好消息。
They have experienced the fulfillment of God's promise.
他们经历到神的应许实现了。
They have been privileged to participate in God's blessings while the rest of the community was starving to death.
他们很有福气获得了神的恩典，但其他的人都快要饿死了。
They could have made many excuses.
他们可以找许多的借口。
They could have said,
他们大可以说，
They threw us out of the city. Why should we tell them?
是他们把我们赶到城外的，为什么要告诉他们？
They deserve their death.
他们死有余辜啊。
They treated us badly. Why should we tell them?
他们先刻薄我们，为什么还要告诉他们呢？
We could keep it all to ourselves, and then they would stop rejecting us.
不如全部据为己有，他们就不再排斥我们了。
Or I could imagine that one of the four might have come up with some brilliant idea about how to handle all the blessings.
或者我可以想象他们其中一个会出个好主意来处置这一大笔收获。
One of them could have said,
其中的一个会说，
Well, what we need to do first is to take care of ourselves, then we can announce the good news.
好吧，让我们先照顾好自己，然后再把好消息告诉别人。
Or another may have said,
或者另一个也会说，
We need to strengthen ourselves first and then tell them the good news.
我们要先加强自己的力量，再把好消息告诉别人。
Or they could have said,
又或者他们会说，
We should have a retreat on how to articulate the message first.
我们应该先开个会，研究一下该怎么宣布这个好消息。
After all, the Jews inside the besieged city wall won't believe us right away.
搞不好，那些被围困的犹太人一时还不肯相信我们了。
Or they could have said,
或者他们会说，
Let us form a committee on how should we go and tell.
让我们成立一个委员会来决定该派谁去告诉他们。
After all, this is a serious matter we're talking about.
毕竟我们所讨论的是一件很严肃的事啊。
You understand what I'm trying to say.
你明不明白我在说什么呢？
In 2,000 years of Christian history,
在基督教2000年的历史里，
No group of Christians have had more abundant spiritual food than the Christians of today.
现代的基督徒比过去所有的信徒拥有更丰盛的灵粮。
And I believe Jesus expects more of us than just lip service.
我相信主耶稣期望我们不单是用嘴唇来侍奉他。
To whom much is given, much is required.
多给谁，就向谁多取。
If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, please listen carefully.
如果你是耶稣基督的信徒，请你留心听着。
You do not have to begin to get ready to start to learn to be equipped to tell the good news.
你不需要拼命准备学习装备自己去传福音。
The good news tells itself.
福音本身就能使人明白。
You make the decision and commitment to tell the good news.
你只要下定决心并委身去传福音，
And God will do the rest.
其余的事神会负责。
You say to yourself,
你对自己说，
I am not doing right, and begin to speak.
我虽做得不好， 然后就开始传讲。
And God will give you the words.
神必赐你该说的话。
I have a very precious friend who has a very simple message.
我有一个知己的朋友，他有一个很简单的信息。
He will say to a person,
他对人说，
Would you watch your son die for a criminal?
你会不会眼看着你的儿子去替一个罪犯而死呢？
Of course, the answer is no.
答案当然是不会。
Then he will say to them,
然后他对他们说，
That's what God did for me.
神就是为我这么做了。
It is so simple and yet so profound.
看起来很简单，却也很深奥。
Some of you might say,
你或许会说，
I don't have the gift to evangelize.
我没有传福音的恩赐。
Fine, what gift do you have?
好吧，那么你有什么恩赐呢？
Do you have the gift of prayer?
你有没有祷告的恩赐？
Then intercede for the lost.
那你可以为失丧的灵魂代祷啊。
Do you have the gift of giving?
你有没有施予的恩赐？
Then give generously to reach the lost.
那么你可以慷慨施赠来接触失丧的人。
Do you have the gift of mercy?
你有没有怜悯的恩赐？
Then express it and use it, and God will bring people to the kingdom through you.
若是有，你可以运用你的恩赐向人表达你的关怀，让人借着你能够进入神的国。
Whatever gift God has given you,
无论神给你什么样的恩赐，
He wants you to use it so that by any means some will be saved.
他希望你运用它，让人借着各种机会得到救恩。
The lepers said to one another,
那些患大麻风的人彼此说，
This is a day of good news.
今日是有好信息的日子。
And we are not doing right.
我们所做的不好。
We cannot keep it to ourselves.
我们不能不作声。
It is not right when we focus our energy, our activities, and our money all on ourselves.
如果我们把一切力量、活动及金钱都专注在自己身上，那是不对的。
While out there, millions of people are starving spiritually.
而世上还有千千万万的人的灵魂在饥渴当中。
The last words of Jesus to the disciples before he was ascended into heaven were not,
主耶稣在升天之前并没有对门徒说，
Go and conduct seminars on how to get along with each other.
去举办个会议，研讨如何与人融洽相处。
Or go and spend your time on improving yourself.
或者说去用点时间来改善自己。
Or go and work hard on how to be accepted by society.
或者说去努力地让社会接纳你。
Or go and form committees and study the subject.
或者说去组织委员会做专题研究。
No.
不是。
Matthew 28:18, Jesus said,
在马太福音第二十八章十八节，主耶稣说，
Go and make disciples of all nations.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
In Mark 16:15, Jesus said,
在马可福音十六章十五节，主耶稣说，
Go and preach the gospel to the whole creation.
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
In Luke 24:48, Jesus said,
在路加福音二十四章四十八节，主耶稣说，
You are my witnesses.
你们就是这些事的见证。
In John 20:21, Jesus said,
在约翰福音二十章二十一节，主耶稣说，
As the Father sent me, even so send I you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
In Acts 1:8,
在使徒行传一章八节，
Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the end of the earth.
你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
This is a day of good news, and we are not doing right.
今日是有好信息的日子，而我们所做的不好。
Let's go and tell the good news to everyone who would listen.
让我们去将福音告诉所有愿意聆听的人。
The Bible said that when the good news was announced by these unlikely evangelists,
圣经说，当这四个不寻常的福音使者向人宣布了好消息之后，
all the people ran out, and in the process they trampled the general underfoot.
所有人争先恐后地冲出城去，结果把那位军长践踏而死。
He saw it, but could not experience it.
他看见预言实现，却不能经历神的恩典。
My listening friends, as we bring this whole series to a close, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，这个系列的信息就要结束了，请留心地听着。
To those of you who are being challenged afresh today by the urgency of the message of sharing the gospel.
今天你有没有被这迫切的信息激励而愿意接受挑战，与人分享福音呢？
I hope that you will pray that God will renew the desire in your heart to share the good news.
希望你祈求神更新你的心智，愿意与人分享好消息。
Anyone listening who might be cynical and unwilling to believe the message of salvation.
或许有人过去不接受，也不愿意相信救恩的信息。
You can turn around and be saved from the pending judgment.
你可以回心转意，免受最终的审判。
Or you may be a person who has been sitting on the sidelines.
或者你一直在冷眼旁观。
You have been indifferent until now.
你向来无动于衷，直到现在。
But you heard the voice of God today.
但是今天你听见神的声音。
You need to give your life over to Him.
你需要将生命交给他。
And receive His gift of eternal life.
并接受他赐给你的礼物，就是永生。
Will you turn to him?
你愿意归向他吗？
And then write to us and tell us about it.
然后请你来信告诉我们你的决定。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
非常感谢约瑟夫牧师今天的讲解和安详的中文翻译，希望他们所讲的你不但都能够明白，而且听到你心里去，使你心意更新而变化，活出一个丰盛而有力的生命。今天的信息也是献身之福这一个系列的最后一讲，下次的节目我们将有新的主题，请你记得按时的收听。同时呢，如果你想要索取约瑟夫牧师所写的中英对照的小册子，一本是期待喜乐，期待喜乐，另外一本呢就是信仰历程七部曲，信仰历程七部曲，欢迎你来信索取。来信呢寄到本台的地址，写给我方怡收就可以了，方块的方，竖心旁一个台的那个怡字。好，就让我们约定下回节目再见，也祝愿你获得神所赐的永生。